Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good. Got an interesting poem this week on GI bleeding.
This is an interesting poem in the sense that lots of us are in this situation. We put patients on warfarin for lots of different reasons. Some of them are high-risk conditions. That includes, say, atrial fibrillation with valvular disease, mechanical valves, and patients who had prior thromboembolic events, coronary stents placed within a year. And there are other conditions that are low-risk. Thromboembolic complications in this situation include DVTs, a proximal atrial fib, bioprosthetic valves, etc. So the patients are on warfarin. We're often cautious about them having a bleed, sometimes GI, sometimes intracranial. So what happens when a patient on warfarin develops a GI bleed? Do we stop the warfarin? Again, lots of it might depend on why they're on it in the first place. This is a poem that comes from the Archives of Internal Medicine, published in 2012 in the September 17th issue. It asks the question, in patients with warfarin-associated GI bleeds, does discontinuing the warfarin therapy after the bleed affect the outcome? What did they find, Mark?
Yeah, this is not a terribly well-studied area, and this is not the best possible kind of study, but it's, as far as I'm aware, the best to date in terms of looking at this question. This was a retrospective cohort study, and they used databases. They used their, EMR and administrative databases to do this study. So there were 442 patients who were hospitalized for a GI bleed and who were taking warfarin at the time they had their bleeding episode. And about 260, so the majority, continued or resumed warfarin, and about 180 discontinued warfarin because of the bleeding episode, presumably. The average age, they were older. Average age was about 74 years. Most of them were on warfarin to prevent atrial fibrillation related embolism. And those who discontinued the warfarin, where the doc said, we better stop it, were older, so 78 versus 72 years. They were more likely to not have a clear identified source of the bleed, so there was more concern that, we're not sure what caused this, and we're not sure how to prevent it from happening again. And those who resumed therapy, who were saying, you better keep taking the warfarin, were more likely to have a prosthetic heart valve, so, higher risk group for embolism. And they were also more likely to have it resumed if they had localized bleeding in the distal colon, rectum, anal area. So big bleeding hemorrhoid, we'll fix the hemorrhoid, we can get you back on your warfarin.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this kind of makes sense and is kind of what we'd expect using, I think, good clinical judgment. Obviously one of the issues with this kind of study is it wasn't a randomized trial. They didn't have 440 people coming in and then randomizing them to either continuing or not continuing the therapy. Now, they did try to adjust for all of these differences, and they were able to adjust for age and comorbidities, medications. What they found was that continuing or resuming the warfarin was associated with a lower risk of thrombosis, not surprisingly, and lower mortality. The hazard ratio was 31.31, so about a 70% relative reduction in mortality. So they did not see an increased risk of recurrent bleeding in the group that continued the warfarin or resumed the warfarin. So it says probably continuing or resuming it, is a pretty good option for a lot of patients. I think you still have to use your judgment in how you select those patients. But this study provides some evidence that's a very reasonable option. It certainly shouldn't be an automatic, let's stop the warfarin because you've had a bleed.
Yeah, I mean, if you excuse the pun, I mean, that it's pretty gutsy, I think, to keep going with warfarin in someone that has a GI bleed. It doesn't surprise me at all that they're going to have lower risks of cardiac complications if they continue on the warfarin. But in terms of the bleed, someone's in the hospital with a GI bleed. I'm not talking about a hemorrhoid or something.
Depends what the reason is. I mean, if they have esophageal varices and there's a very high risk of rebleeding, that's one thing. On the other hand, we now have a pretty good handle on, peptic ulcer disease and Helicobacter and, the causes. So if we can stop the NSAID or if we can cure them of the HP infection, the chance of rebleeding goes way down. If it's a colon source, if they can find an AVM and treat it, if you can identify the source, then, I guess I would be pretty comfortable with this. Tough ones are where you don't have a clear source of the bleeding.
Right, and that's an increasingly large percentage of those patients in the hospital. You just don't know what's going on quite yet. But my students and residents often bemoan the fact that everything's been studied, and what am I going to do? And it does remind us that there's some very simple questions that we just don't have good data for, that if we could get some data, could have a huge impact on a large number of people.
Yep.
Anyways, Mark, thanks. We'll look forward to talking with you again next week.
All right, see you then.
Okay, thanks.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.